Blog Talk Radio.
All is quiet on the home front, but today you have two hosts that are bringing you couples in the kitchen to Rainbow Rendezvous. Phoenix Star 9 and Precious. Say hello to people, Precious.
Hey guys, what's up today? How you doing today, Phoenix?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well too. I'm really excited about the two young men that we have on Rainbow Rendezvous today. Couples in Kitchen, Chef D and Corey.
I'm excited too. I'm excited. I'm ready to get into it. I think we got them. You ready?
Yeah, definitely. I'm ready. So just to say a little bit about these guys really quick before you bring them on, if I may, Fiend. Chef D and Corey, you know, they share the concern about the lack of bonding that time exhibit by today's modern family. So they wanted to do a little bit, you know, something a little different to bring people back together, to reunite the desire in American families to spend more time together through, you know, bonding through cooking and conversation and just being present with family and to, in general, friends and family. So I thought there would be an awesome interview, and it will be an awesome interview. So without further ado, if you would like to bring them on, we can get started.
Let me do that right now. There you go.
Hi, Jessie. Hi, Corey.
Hello. How's everyone doing?
Good in yourself?
I am doing well. We're just so excited to be on your show with you guys.
We are as well. So I'm Precious, and
this is Phoenix. How are y'all?
We're good, Phoenix. How are you all today?
Good.
Good.
I'm doing
well,
really good.
Thank you.
And Dwight is also on the line.
Yay! Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good, guys. So basically, Phoenix and I, we're going to ask a few questions, and you guys will both have the opportunity to both answer the same question if you like.
Okay.
You know, so whoever wanted to go first can go first, but we definitely, you know, want to make sure that we both give you guys the opportunity to both voice your opinions.
Okay. Well, Corey usually goes first because he's the oldest.
That is not so. It was actually kind of fun. I had a birthday party on last night. My birthday was actually April the 28th. I turned 40. Thank you so much. So we're still kind of we're still in a party mood from last night, but we're good though. We're good.
We could definitely understand that. You know, my birthday was the 16th, and I feel like I'm still partying as well. So I can relate to that.
You're right. Well, happy belated birthday to you.
Thank you so much. So without further ado, we're just going to jump right into the question. So my first question would be, how did you guys meet?
Oh, wow. What an amazing story. You know, I was actually in the grocery store, and I was like, who is this dude stalking me? I'm going out and out. I'm like, who is this dude following me? And, you know, you know how they try to do it. They kind of bump into your basket, and I'm like, man, what do you want? And, you know, you don't know what it's like. But, no, tell them how we met.
I actually was in food, and Corey came into one of the restaurants where I was a district manager. Mm-hmm. And we just had a general conversation. It was a very interesting conversation. It was just about life and, you know, things that are happening in the community and things of that nature. And we decided to continue their conversation, you know, later on and over cocktails, were sweet tea for me and vodka and cranberry for Corey.
Oh, wow.
And
just put me out
there. Right.
Yeah. But so, and it was a very interesting conversation. It was just about life and things in general. And I just found his demeanor to be very refreshing to me. Not many people who I've had conversations with were, one, had an intellectual conversation, but two, it was just real, real fun and interesting. So it was something that Eric having conversations regularly, and we were in a relationship.
Yeah.
Yay. Exciting.
Nah, that was interesting. I'm gonna have to try to incorporate that into my pickup scheme strategy.
And if that doesn't work, try the grocery buddy.
I'm gonna do that. Hold on, get cursed out.
Right.
Hold on, get cursed out.
You don't get cursed
so,
out.
So I don't. I just hope I don't. You know, because everybody ain't with it, but we'll see.
Right.
I'm gonna try it though. So. This is for the both of you. What are your favorite ingredients to work with in the kitchen?
Oh, wow. This is Corey. For me, I like ghost pepper. There's a season that I discovered. We were in Houston visiting family, and then we were also on a show called Table Talk with Sheila. And I like to try different spices. I actually like herbs, too, natural herbs, like rosemary and thyme and things of that nature. But those are some of the few things that I personally like.
And this story, I like different flavor olive oils because you can always create your own. Mm-hmm. And fresh herb, because a basic herb can actually take a food that is, whether it's something frozen, something fresh, and using herbs, and it's a lot healthier.
Right.
Right. Okay. Absolutely. I mean, I'm trying to do better with my eating habits. Totally. Yeah. I've stopped eating meat for like 5 months now. I don't know if it's killing me or is doing better, getting me better. I don't know.
Right.
But it's killing me these days to see a burger and not bite one. I'll tell you that much.
So
but
do you eat more fish or?
I have stopped eating fish. You know, I don't. I'm allergic to seafood, so
seafood.
I have and then the meat and all of that stuff I cut out. Now I'm gonna try to cut out the dairy and et cetera and see if I can live.
Right.
We'll see what happens.
You haven't blown away.
If you don't see me posting on Facebook, you know what happened, guys. You know what happened.
Okay.
I went down.
So, and a lot of times it's you know, it's just how air it. I think. Try healthy to get away from it because they get tired of the same food over and over because, you know, you haven't been taught or you haven't really researched how can I prepare, you know, this polenta for instance in more than, you know, one way. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize it's just the grit, but it's not. It's actually better. But you can add rosemary to it. You can add thyme to it. You can take it and once you bake it out, you can fix polenta and let it cool down and you can actually grill it. So there's so much you can do to just a simple item like polenta and add so many flavors to it. Use a vegetable stock or, you know, for people who don't like meat byproduct versus a chicken stock or beef stock and season it that way. So there's a lot that you can take a simple item as a grain of polenta and do two or three things to it. And you got four or five different flavored meals, and you're still eating just polenta.
Right. So you see, guys, how you can play in so many ways in the kitchen with so many variety of things.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no excuse about, you know, communication, and I'm just throwing that in there.
Right, absolutely.
With so many different ways that you can do things. So Dwight and I, when we, you know, a friend asks us all the time, and I may be kind of going off the topic just a little bit.
Do.
Okay.
It's okay.
But, you know, most people say, because we're always together, and most of our friends say, okay, you live together, you work together, because we also have another company on the side.
Mm-hmm.
You work together, you come home together. You don't get tired of that?
Yes.
I said, absolutely not. See how he just throws me up under the bus?
Right, yes, no. Yes.
Right. So,
I'm just
you know.
I know,
so,
he's being cute, that's all. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, no, it's like I don't know how you do it. But there's so much for us to talk about. And I think that when we decided to do Couples in the Kitchen, it's a way for people to, I call it just going back to the basics. What happened to that? Because today, and I even catch myself, with cell phones, we're always busy. We even go out to dinner. The other night I thought we went out to dinner, and I constantly pick up my cell phone. Either I'm texting, I'm looking through Twitter, I'm on social media, I'm sending this out. But when did we just take the time to just sit there and talk to one another? And that's what we started doing in the kitchen. Coming home from work, leave work, leave that stuff at work. I mean, we talk about other things, but, you know, how was your day? Because not just outside of our professional lives, our personal lives, there are still so many other things and avenues that I do, Dwight does, and we just, as a couple, have so many things that we want to accomplish, and he's very good at pushing me because there are things, other things that I want to pursue, and I think we all need that support because he basically lifts me up because I'm a procrastinator, and he stays on me, and I need that, and I thank God for that kind of support.
Absolutely, and like you were saying, Corey, I think it's kind of sexy.
Yeah.
It's kind of sexy, and it can lead to sexy things happening, you know?
Amen.
Just being able to have that kind of communication with your partner in a sense of,
right.
Yeah, we do constantly have something to talk about. We do know our boundaries in terms of, okay, it's time to put this down and focus on one another for a moment. We do understand that one person is stronger in this area, so this person will take, you know, more reign of this, and one person will be, you know. So just having that kind of, like, duet, so to speak, and everybody's on tempo, it must be a lot of hot moments happening. I mean, not to say we have to go there, but I'm just saying.
Right.
You know, it's inspiring me to have, like, some of those moments. Instead of just putting my girlfriend in the kitchen, I'll just be like, okay, I'll learn what that season does.
Right.
Okay, no problem.
That's right.
If I have to.
Right. Because, you know, me being this sheltered young man growing up, you know, the white... You know, being this radical, you know, he kind of took me out of my shell because, you know, I'm real quiet, laid back, and, you know, he's just, you know, out there, you know, just, you know, that kind of thing.
Corey, you're so wrong. That shell was cracked. And all kind of pies and everything with them pecans. There was nothing right that shelter.
I know. Those people ask us all come say you.
Holes in the roof, baby. Those
no,
holes
no.
in their roof.
That's not
oh, God, that's too cute.
So anything else?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. We thought you still was going to go, so we didn't want to talk over you.
Yeah.
But
oh.
Next question. We're just enjoying the conversation. It's cute.
Oh,
Phoenix,
yeah.
Your next question.
All right. My next question is, what, like, do you all have any food that you just dislike at all?
Oh, well, for me, Court.
Brussels
sprouts. That's about the only,
oh, me too.
I've never liked Brussels sprouts. And my aunt used to, I can remember as a young kid, I don't care how she fixed them, what she added, they, you know, baby, it's just cabbage. No, it's not. It's just something about Brussels sprouts. It's like, ugh, they're just nasty, you know. But I used to also, I didn't like liver. And so my mom kept telling me over and over and over, she said, well, baby, it's just steak. I said, Mom, this is not steak. It just had a different texture to it. But as I got older, I started liking it. So for me, yeah. That's just for me. I don't know about the wife.
Yeah, I have to say calf liver. That and go. Those two things that I just can't sink my mind into eating. And I prepare. And the ironic part is, I prepare both for a group number of people quite often, and they like, well, how do you taste it? Well, I don't. That's why I follow a strict recipe when I stick those two things, you know, so I don't have to taste it. And when I very first started fixing, I guess they call it smothered liver.
Yeah.
And I had, you know, my mom, she used to say, well, no, baby, you're missing this and missing this and missing that. And I would, every time she'd say, add a pinch of this, I would write it down. Okay, another eighth of a teaspoon of this. And once I got everything, she said, now that's it. Okay, I wrote it down. I have a recipe now, and I'm not going to change this recipe, but I don't have to taste the food. So that those are the two things that I can say for me that I just can't, no pun intended, sink my teeth into.
Right,
absolutely. Liver. So,
do y'all like liver or you don't like
no.
liver?
Phoenix?
I like liver. It's okay. It just depends.
I don't think I do.
Yeah.
I used to hate it. I really did. But it's pretty good. Depending on
how it's so that's
good.
I guess it grows on you. I don't know.
It kind of
Yeah, it grows.
Oh,
yes.
Something else I didn't care for was beets. I don't like beets, which I heard they're very good for you, which they are, but
right.
I don't know. It's just something about them I can't get past the beets. I don't know.
Beets, I hate you. Right, exactly. Definitely.
Yeah,
so. I know you guys have Couples in the Kitchen. I know you guys have your own radio show. You have a lot of things, like you guys were mentioning earlier, that you have out there. But what are some of those other things that people don't know? Because, you know, people can become misconstrued by just, you know, Couples in the Kitchen. Okay, we just cook, but that's not all you guys are about. What are some of the other things that people probably don't know about you guys?
Well, one of the things is we also own a consultation company called DR Management Group, where we work with a lot of nonprofits. And the director's training, we do grant writing and grant research. We actually do working with organizations to help them get structured. So we do a lot of volunteering and to help them to become a more productive organization so that the community can profit. So that's one of the things that a lot of people was not aware of that we do, as well as I'm actually, both of us actually are in school still continuing our education, so that just we can be better informed and, you know, we'll both be able to have the credentials that's needed. If, you know, if we find ourselves in a position where people say, well, how do you have this? How are you aware of that? You know, not only do we have life experience, but we have the formal education to go along with.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's so professional.
Right.
I love it. Yeah, because a lot of people are like, hey, y'all just do Couples in the Kitchen. I said, well, yeah, just in case Couples in the Kitchen doesn't work out, and, you know, I'm still in school, you know, sometimes, hey, you have to make it rain. I don't want to have to go stripping, and I told my mom, I don't want to. But, hey, you got to do what you have to do, right, Dwight?
Right.
No. We're going to stay in school.
Yeah.
And when it rains, it's going to be me and the water hose. That's the only rain that's going to happen.
You and the water hose. Lord.
Yeah.
Well,
but it is. But that's a lot of things that we do. Then we also work with, go out and work with the youth. We had a school that we just visited here in Montgomery a while back where some of the students was interested in becoming a chef. So the school actually sought us out and asked if we'll come out and speak with the kids. And we did a documentary for the school as well to explain the importance of, for those kids who do not see a college degree in their future, the importance of at least getting the basic English and math things and how it's used in the kitchen. So we did a great documentary for the high school for those seniors who are graduating and not planning to go to college, the importance of at least getting the basic education and getting your high school diploma, because even as a chef, you know, you are the executive inside your organization, that kitchen, which is your organization. So you're going to need to know math. You're going to need to know English. You're going to need to know metrics. So you're going to need to count your money as well as, you know, read, a bit of spell, you know, things of that nature. So it's a great project that we worked on recently that I think really benefited because we got great feedback from that.
Yeah. That was a good thing about that, I think, too. Even, you know, growing up, school wasn't one of my, well, I liked school, but it was okay. But some subjects I didn't like math, I just, hey, do the basics. And some of the kids would even say, you know, I want to be a chef. I don't like math, but they don't realize the importance. You will need math in order, like Dwight mentioned, you need to know how to measure certain ingredients. So the importance of all of that, and I just thought it was excellent that, you know, that they would even reach out. And especially, you know, in this world today, when people see two same-sex, you know, couples trying to do something, I think people are a little hesitant about contacting them because, you know, they may not necessarily. But we're two professional men. We're two men. We so happen to be in a relationship. And we're strictly, you know, we're about business when we're doing things. And I think it really just kind of surprised me. But I think in today's society, we're moving forward, and people are kind of looking past that.
Right, absolutely.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
And especially being in the, I guess you want to call it the Bible Belt. You know, we're in Alabama. We're in Montgomery.
Oh man.
You know, so that's a that's another thing too. So we're excited about that. But yeah, we do a lot of things around the community and outside of the radio show, and I also work here at a local jazz station. I have a jazz show every
Saturday. Wow.
And I also have a background in civil rights history, where I teach about civil rights.
Wow.
Martin Luther King, from, you know, from back in that day, too. So there's a lot that Dwight and I do.
Awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
I do, too. I don't know how y'all can keep up with everything. That's I'll be so exhausted.
Drink. Oh, just a drink.
I drink water and cranberry.
Happy hour regularly.
All right. I'm going to take that advice.
Ooh, don't listen to me. They get you in trouble.
Well, my question is for Chef Corey. I read an interview that you did in I think both of you did in Outshine Mag, and you said that you have to surround yourself with positive people. So I want to know how you deal with people that maybe are negative and maybe not so supportive, like within your family and just, you know, that you encounter daily.
Yeah. I think that Dwight and I had this conversation. I think it kind of goes back to the importance of those people, who they are in your life and what they mean to you. And now if it's just a, you know, an associate, someone that doesn't, you know, I mean, I believe in trying to sit down and talk to someone to see, you know, okay, why are you this way, and try to get an understanding of where they're coming from. And sometimes we can agree to disagree. If it works, good. If it doesn't, sometimes I think you just have to move on and move forward, and hopefully their minds may change or their opinions may change. See, I'm a little. The Dwight has a different theory sometimes than I do. He says you're just a little too nice. I just said, well, you know, that's just kind of how I see it. What about you, Dwight?
Well, I think one thing I've always learned was to consider the source. You know, how does that person who's being negative impact my life right here, right now? And if it's someone who has that dear space in my life, which everyone does not, then that's something I may work on. But if it's someone who doesn't have a major impact in my life and what I'm currently doing and with whom I'm currently doing it with and those types of things does not impact their lives, it's something I can just let go and move on. I don't do the back and forward and things of that nature. I am a direct, unconditional person where it comes to even my friendships, my relationships and things of that nature. My friends know how I am and who I am. And, you know, if there's a disagreement, we communicate about it. And if it's something that we need to just say, okay, you know what, you feel your way, I feel my way, it is what it is. Is this something that we can deal with together and move forward, or do we need to separate? And if we need to separate, I'm okay with that too, because that impact is not in my life. So I just think it goes back to considering the source. I mean, how does that person impact you right here, right now? And one of the biggest things that people have to understand is family is not always DNA. You know, that one who loves you, that one who has your back to the end, that one who's there for you, that one who's giving you unconditional love, for me, that's family. It's not just because, you know, my parents reared these same children and our DNAs match. That's not the definition of family to me. So I think for me it makes a big difference because I look at family differently.
Right. I think you both have valid points. Phoenix, in your opinion?
No, I think that was dope. Like, I think that's something I'll take with me, you know, and how I deal with people, too.
Yeah.
Because it's not always easy, like,
a big part of it, we put so much energy into others' thoughts, but if that thought doesn't mean you're right, then why give it that energy? And if that thought doesn't impact your life, why give it energy? And if it's someone that you really care about, if they mutually feel the same about you, no one who loves you wants to see you hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're hurting you in the name of love, it's not love. That's their own selfish reasons, because anyone else can say, I have to let you be who you are because I love you, not I want you to be this particular way because I love you, because then you're not who you
mm-hmm.
are. You're who they want you to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So deep.
Yeah, that
and
was
real.
I need a drink on that one.
Right. I'm just like, here's my pen. I need to be taking notes. I need to be taking notes. Absolutely. So with all you guys have going on and stuff, how do you guys manage to stay so, you know, level-headed? Because there are people definitely that we have interviewed in before that have like 10 followers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Nothing's really happening. But because we love community, we, you know, we'll interview people. But, you know, and they're not so humble. You know
we
what I mean?
Really,
so how do you guys maintain that?
We really do talk, as Corey was saying, when it comes to communicating. We're both silly at times,
yeah.
which is really good, because if he's having a rough day, then I can see he's having a rough day, and I'm going to do what I can to turn it around. If I can't, and I'm okay with it, and I'm willing to give him that space that he needs to process it, and I don't take it personal. And I think that, you know, he's the same way, but we're real big communicators, and I think that helps keep us balanced, because we really do talk about anything, everything, and everybody. So it works. So it works for us, because, you know, our friends are here today, and when they leave, we're probably talking about them. So
right.
But we do it amongst each other, though, not to the rest of the people on the street. But we get really good laughs. I mean, if our friend come over and they head real tore up, and we'll say, oh, yeah, you look real good. But when they leave, we're like, wow, did you see his bear? That was tore up.
Okay.
You know? So, you know, but we do. We have we have that sense of humor that I think helps us a whole lot. And a lot of people gravitate to that because they see, one, it's genuine and it's just who we are. And the other part of it is they always seeing us together, and they always, you know, seeing us having a time of our lives about something. Because I believe, and that's something I've been telling Corey for years, and Corey does as well, is you get this one precious gift that's called life.
Right.
Live it. Because you won't get a second chance. I mean, this, you know, there's no way to say, okay, I'm going to try it over. You know, when it's gone, it's gone. And so we just try to figure out, you know, from day to day, let's do what we have to do for the survival part. But when survival is over, you know, what can we do to live? How can we do something that's going to make a memory that we can carry with us 50 and 60 years from now? And that's what we do.
Right, absolutely. I love it.
Yeah,
don't
I do
you,
too.
Right.
I do.
It makes you feel a little
warm
and fuzzy inside.
Yeah, especially when we know the people
are
being real.
Right. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you know, on this journey that Dwight and I are doing, it, you know, it's kind of sad at times, but even though people that you think that you have such a close bond to and a connection to, that they, you know, they don't want to see you, you know, progress or shine or make it. And unfortunately, some of those people won't be on that journey with you. You want to take your friends and your loved ones on that same journey with you, but if they don't support you, and again, it goes back to, I believe in a positive light. If I have negative vibes or negative energy around me, you know, me and Dwight, we talk about it. You know, and sometimes we agree to disagree. He may say, I don't sense that from this person. And I just say, well, okay, maybe it's me, but I just feel this certain way. I believe sometimes, and I know a lot of people, but I keep a very small circle. And I think that's something you have to also be cognizant to.
Yeah, and I think that when people are in relationships, they tend to stop talking to each other, and they tend to speak more at each other. And as Corey was saying, there are times where we don't see eye to eye on things, but it's how it's communicated. Many people get lost in relationships. They lose themselves. They start asking for permission to do things, or they start seeking permission to do things when you're both adults. You know, I'm not saying this to you to get your permission. I'm just saying this to you to inform you, in other words. But, again, you know, we find ourselves putting more energy into other things and our friends and other than our relationships. And, you know, that gets old. And at some point, you lose that relationship. And I just think that one of the things that's been very helpful for Corey and I, you know, we're both family-oriented, and family is very important to us. But we also know that, you know, hey, I got you to the end, so jump, I got you. And, you know, and I know that he has me to the end, and I'm not afraid to jump because I know he has me. And if he ever drops me, but I know right now, you know, I honestly feel in my heart of all hearts, if I jump, he has me. So it makes this life a lot easier. You know, it makes you willing to take chances. It makes you willing to go the extra mile. It makes you willing to do things that you probably, you know, say, okay, I need my safety net. I'm not going to do that. But, you know, when you know you have someone who really has your back and genuinely has your back, it just, you go leaps and bounds, because this big old world is just something that you can conquer and you can move forward in. And when you have those people that's weighing you down, like Corey said, he has the conversations with them where I'm just a little bit of the opposite. I think that's what balances us out, because, you know, if they say, well, you know, well, we don't think this or we don't think that, okay, good, I don't think that on your property, but on this property, this is how we think about it. You know, so, you know, we see things just a little differently. So I think that works, because sometimes he can say, okay, Dwight, you might shouldn't have said that. Right. Well, it's too late. This came out now. So, you know, so, you know, if they accept my apology, they do. If they don't, they don't. I'm going to move on, you know. So,
absolutely.
You know, but, and, you know, it's something, it works. It works for us.
Right.
Perfect. Phoenix?
Okay. All right. My last question, because I appreciate y'all just coming through and really sharing, you know, your wisdom and everything you've learned on your journey, and, you know, just giving us some good advice, too. So, and I don't want to hold you guys up, but I do have one more question that I'm personally interested in and trying to incorporate in my life is, you know, what advice would you give to somebody that wants to get their family in the kitchen with them?
Oh, what would I do? My advice is to get... I would just say, hey, get a, you know, have a gathering at your house, and with your family or friends or whoever you call your family, and like kind of like a family reunion. You know, I miss that growing up, the family reunion, the bonding. If it's just very simple, even if you're not the best cook, but you can do something. If it's just slicing a tomato, or you know, putting the pot on the stove, if I'm going to cook something, add some water. That's another way, I think, to start communicating a bonding connection of just getting people back to the basics of doing those real simple tasks that I think are very simple but may not be simple to other people. And I think Dwight can chime in on that.
I think for me is to make it fun. They got to want to do it, so you got to make it fun. You got to tap into what interests them. And if they have a favorite food, suggest a date night. If it's for your significant other, if it's for your family, suggest family dinner. And everyone's going to get in the kitchen to make their favorite food, and you're going to cook off. Well, you know, I make the best macaroni and cheese. Okay. We're going to eat our own version of the macaroni and cheese. And you may can't make it, and you may lose. But just being in that type of competition and getting in the kitchen and making it happen stem from something else. Now you say, okay, this week we're going to do this. And one of the things that I used to do a long time ago with my brothers and sisters and even with my friends was we would put foods in a hat and pull something out, and that would be a competition meal for that day. So everyone would have got their own ingredients that they would use for that particular thing. And some of us, you know, we had to hide stuff. We had our secret ingredients. But, you know, then we'd have people to come over when, you know, with friends would come over and stuff like that. We'll, you know, we're having a tasting and, you know, and we wouldn't tell them who cooked what. And so we always had something like that. But it has to be fun. You know, it has to be something that's going to keep them going. And then, again, if it's your significant other, the best thing about that is when you prepare it together, you get the reward of eating it. You know, so
especially when it's
that's a good thing. And set it up. Put some thought into it. You know, one of the things that, you know, for Corey and I, one day we were just in there, and while he was in the kitchen, I ran outside on the patio, and you know, I put out candles, and you know, I cut the waterfall on, and we did a lot of things. I put the tent up in the back and things of that nature. So, and I put some jazz music out back, and we ate on the patio. And we had pasta and a garlic toast.
Yeah.
But it was a great meal and great atmosphere, and it just put us in a place where, like, wow, you would think that we was at a five-star restaurant, and we're sitting on our patio. You know,
right.
So that's something that you can do. And, again, the rewards that come from it and the memories that come from it
last
a long time.
They do.
Absolutely. Well, we really, truly appreciate you guys, like, taking the time to chat with Phoenix and I on Rainbow Rendezvous.
Yes,
and we will be following up with you guys because we love your energy. We love the togetherness that you guys are, you know, just driving out there to people. I mean, I'm just like, I'm in love with you guys.
Well,
period.
Even with their answers, you can just see that.
I'm like,
unity.
I love them.
We had so much fun with you all.
Yeah,
definitely.
Thank you so much for having
us. Sure. But before we let you guys go, tell everyone really, really quick how they can stay in tune with you guys, like, you know, where they can find you.
They can definitely find us on Facebook, Couples in the Kitchen on Facebook, Twitter, Couples in the Kitchen. We also have a website called couplesinthekitchen.net. Please go to our website. And what else do I? We're still working on the show, Couples in the Kitchen, too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, you guys also have Twitter. You guys can find them at Couples in, the letter N, Kitchen. You can find them on Facebook at Couples in the Kitchen. You can also visit www.begnetwork.com. And again, like they just said, you can visit www.couplesinthekitchenspelledout.net. Thank you, Corey. Thank you, Dwight, so much for joining us this evening. We really appreciate it. You guys have a wonderful evening.
And you'll do the same. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yay.
They were awesome.
Definitely.
Love them.
Has so much insight, and you know, the togetherness of their relationship is stunning. I love it.
You know what? And I just want to find something like that in my life.
It's happening. It's going to happen. So definitely you can find me at the official Miss P on Twitter, or you can visit me at theintuneshow.com. Phoenix, where can they find you?
They can find me at PhoenixStar9Online.com, PhoenixStar9 everywhere, and also view the website for Rainbow Rendezvous, www.rainbow-rendezvous.com. Spell rendezvous for you, for people who don't know, is what? R-E-N-D-E-Z is in zebra, V is in Victor, O-U-S is in Sam, rainbow-rendezvous.com. We got some great stuff up there, and I think we're going to have some new stories, too. And
next week,
we do have a special guest. She's actually, I will announce that on Twitter once I got that, you know, solidified and verified and validated and all that. So I'll let you guys know. But
definitely.
Thank you, Precious.
Thank you.
Again, thanks to Couples in the Kitchen for coming through. All right, everybody have a good weekend.